All right, 72 hours, 3 days into the race. By this point, you'll be well into your groove. Hopefully, you and your team will be meshing nicely and everything will be going smoothly in that sense. How important at this point will it be that you get accurate updates on your current speed and mileage? Will that, inform you of whether you're achieving top targets and your lower targets, and how much is that going to be, influencing your running at this point?
Oh, a lot. I mean, I like to know sort of at least every hour what my split distance is or how far I've run in that particular hour. And I like to keep a very close eye on the hourly total, my total distance. And then I have charts where I can look at that, and I mean, I actually carry a pace chart with me. Mm-hmm. And the crew will have more detailed charts ready, where I can just see where I am in relation to the multiple targets I've got, including obviously the record target. Mm-hmm. So after 3 days, three 24-hour periods, you're getting a good picture of, obviously you're halfway, so you're getting a good picture of where you are. Are you in the ballpark of the record, or are you looking more realistically at the second target or a third target? If you had a really big fourth day, could you get back into the top targets? All these things are going through your head, and at the same time, of course, you're assessing how you're feeling. Have you got any niggles, any injuries? Are your feet okay? Just how you're feeling, literally, how you're coping with the lack of sleep, how you're coping with the weather, if it's whether it's hot or wet or whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, by halfway, you're getting a good picture emerging of what sort of race you're having.
Mm-hmm.